Nia Falk stands before a crowd in Congo Square and holds up a megaphone.
Black trans lives matter. Brown trans lives matter. All trans lives matter. They matter, 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 matter.
Falk is a member of Breakout and says the annual Day of Remembrance is usually a somber occasion. But this group wants to set a different tone.
It's not just about getting together and crying over the violence. It's about getting together and building a beautiful future.
Falk leads chants about loving transgender people and puts out a call, give us our roses now. Falk says we can't just lay down roses for people after they've been killed.
We're here to honor everyone who we have unfortunately lost due to unprecedented levels of violence. But at the same time, there are glorious beings walking the earth who are trans and gender nonconforming, and we need to give them their roses too, right?
Those roses include housing, jobs, and education. After the chanting and singing, Breakout members march from Congo Square to Bourbon Street. They temporarily block the road and recite the names of 26 transgender and gender nonconforming people killed in the U.S. this year.
Tyrese Walker!
Tyrese Walker!
Many Breakout members worry a Trump presidency will lead to more violence and discrimination. Member Melanie Washington says that's why events like this are important.
No matter who is in office today, we're here to represent that we're here to stay and ask and demand for what we want and need.
Falk encourages people to bring those demands to state legislators. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.